You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government's authorized rise in private health insurance premiums will leave families an extra $126 a year on average out of pocket. The 2.74% annual increase will take effect from April and builds on rises of almost 3% this year and 3.25% in 2019. A single person will pay an extra $1.14 per week, and a family will pay $2.44 more a week. Health Minister Greg Hunt's office issued a statement that it's the lowest annual average premium increase in two decades.
Australian government reforms mean private health insurance will continue to offer Australian families affordable choice and flexibility in their healthcare.
The opposition's health spokesman, Chris Bowen, told SBS News confirmation of the 2021 increase will have a big effect on families, especially given some funds were likely to impose higher premiums.
Well, on average, it means $126 a year, but for some people it'll be much more than that. Obviously, big families have a bigger cost, and 2.7% is just the average. So Bupa is 3.2%, Medibank is 3.25%, and NIB is 4.36%. So these are much bigger increases with much bigger impacts on the members. So I'd certainly encourage people to shop around and to go to privatehealth.gov.au to compare their premiums. But nevertheless, these increases will come as a big blow to many Australians.
Although the jump will amount to an increase of $10.50 a month per person on average, Mr. Bowen said the cumulative overall increases that came into effect since the coalition came into power was collectively 13 times higher.
Well, the average Australian with private health insurance will pay around $126 more a year. And this comes on the back of continual increases previously. And in fact, this increase takes the total increases since the coalition came to power to 36%. Now, this is much more than inflation and really needs to be justified. People understand inflation and some increases, but this is way over the odds in terms of other cost of living increases.
As insurance premiums increase, young people may opt out of private health insurance and rely on the public health system instead. But with public health services relying on many people having medical procedures paid for by private insurance, Mr. Bowen says this is bad news for public hospitals.
Yeah, well, certainly private health insurance and private health are a big element of our healthcare system. And when people leave private health insurance, particularly younger people, because younger people are really the backbone of private health insurance. They're the ones who really are necessary for private health insurance to work. And more younger people are leaving private health insurance. That puts huge pressure on other people in private health. And it also puts more pressure on the system because it means that there's more pressure on public hospitals as opposed to private hospitals.
Private Healthcare Australia is the peak representative body for Australia's private health insurance industry. PHA represents 24 Australian health funds with a combined membership of over 13 million Australians. Director of Policy and Research Ben Harris told SBS that the public health system is already under strain, but patients are making different choices.
The public system is really under strain at the moment, and we've seen a lot of people having to wait a really long time for surgery in the public system. So because private health insurance means you can get services when you need them, we have seen a drift back into private health insurance. So there are some people who can't afford the increase in private health insurance and are dropping it, and there are some people who are coming back to private health insurance.
Mr. Harris said that the public health sector relies heavily on private health care funds, especially when it comes to elective surgeries.
Private health insurance funds two-thirds of the operations that happen across Australia for elective surgery. When people leave private health insurance, it means there's much more pressure on the public system. We can't afford more pressure on the public system at the moment because more than 70,000 operations were cancelled during COVID. It's really important for our health system that we've got a good balance between public and private health so that every Australian can get healthcare when they need it.
Mr. Harris says the main reason private health premiums are increasing is because more and more people are using private healthcare.
This is the lowest increase in private health insurance premiums we've seen in 20 years. The only reason the premiums go up at all is because health funds are paying for more health care. We've seen a really big increase in the need for surgery across the country and very, very large increases in hospital mental health care across Australia. So that's why, unfortunately, premiums do need to go up.
The government returns about $6.3 billion to private health insurance holders through the Private Health Insurance Rebate Scheme. In 2019 and 2020, Australians received a record $21.9 billion in benefits for medical services through the private health system. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.